Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 30 on January 7th, 2013, the very first podcast of the new year. And as you can hear, I am back with my pretty much regular voice, maybe just a tad deeper than usual, so enjoy that while it lasts. But I am back and happy to be feeling better. Okay, let's do like a stab from the past here on podcast number 17. I answered this question. How did your husband approach you for anal at the very beginning? I long to have my ass stretched by my wife, but I am terrified of approaching her. Although I've fucked her ass regularly and she has fingered me a number of times, I'm worried that she'll think next I want a man's cock, and I certainly don't. So I gave some advice to this man about this, and apparently did some reading and things, and he finally wrote me back, and this is what he said. I am still having great difficulty convincing my wife to fuck my ass, and I really don't know what to do. She keeps saying that I'm gay when I ask, and I certainly am not. I want her in my ass and nothing more at this point. She said she had bi curiousness towards women, which I have no problem with at all, and I thought that may help me with my wanting. But I don't know what to do, given her declines. Is it irregular for me to want her to fuck my ass like I am her bitch? I would do whoever, whatever she wanted if it meant she would put inches in my ass. I just don't know how to beg her to fuck my asshole. Okay, so thank you for the update, and I'm sorry to hear you're having difficulty with this, that she's having difficulty with it more specifically. Okay, first of all, is it irregular for you to want this? Who cares? It's what you want. Please don't judge yourself by the norm, what you perceive to be the norm, or by other people's fears or other people's expectations. It's good that you know that this is what you want. That's the first step. You also say, I would do whoever, whatever she wanted if it meant she would put inches in my ass. And I'm kind of wondering, have you actually offered her this trade? Not in a... It sounds like you really, really want to get pegged. And so what I'm hoping is that you're not approaching her in a sort of, there's this thing and you might not want to do it and I'm kind of embarrassed about it. You know, almost like I have a disease and you'd be so sweet to help me with this desperate kind of approach. But hopefully rather a confident approach, like this totally turns me on and it's such a cool thing for couples to do and let's give it a try kind of way. Because women are sensitive to that. If you approach them with something that you're all freaked out about yourself to begin with, you will probably get not as good of a response as if you approach it in a way that is hopefully more confident, if that's something that you can pull off. It sounds like your lady's got some issues here with the whole gay thing. But let's back up a minute and let's see if we can cover all your bases here. First, make sure that you... and hopefully she as well, but first make sure that you are GGG, and that acronym I want to thank Dan Savage for. That stands for good, giving, and game. Good as in good in bed, giving as in giving of equal time and pleasure, and game as in game to try anything within reason. So make sure that you are rocking her world sexually, and she will be more likely to want to do the things that please you. Kind of trying to read things in here because I don't have too much information from you. I see two possible areas. One is a lack of information, and the other is her fears. I'm wondering if you've given her any information to read about the details of why this feels good to you, details about the prostate and why men feel pleasure there. I would try that and give her some information, even if you seek it out on the internet, download it, hand it to her, ask her to read it at some point, so that she is a little more informed about specifically why you're asking for what you're asking for. Try and remain positive. Try and be very gently persistent. When she asks you if you're gay, don't get defensive. Just tell her no and that you're quite straight and you really enjoy having your ass played with. One of the things I like to say to people that make the gay assumption is, thinking a guy who likes to get pegged is gay is like thinking a lesbian who enjoys strap-on play is straight. It usually gives people some pause and shows them how ridiculous it is to think that or to assume that. There's another thing you can do. You can buy her a book. Violet Blue has written a book called The Adventurous Couple's Guide to Strap-On Sex. It's really quite an excellent book that will cover a whole lot of issues that she might have and help her understand it more, how fun it can be for both partners. And I don't know if she's open to reading anything like this. And of course, you can send her to my website if she's game to check that out too. Some women go there and are really take in the information eagerly because they want to find out more about why their partner is asking for this. And the combination of giving your partner information through any of these channels and then giving them some time and backing off for a little while, that's helped a lot of women get comfortable with the idea. Kind of have to take it in and get used to it. So, okay, that's information stuff. So then the fear stuff. Her fear that you may have gay leanings and that possibly, quite possibly, she has a fear that she will encourage those tendencies if she pegs you and then you'll leave her for a man. This, you know, as ridiculous as it sounds, is a very real fear of some women. It isn't completely ridiculous fear because there are bicurious men out there who've never confessed that side of themselves to their partner. And sometimes what happens is with these bicurious guys, they experience pegging, and then they really do wonder what a real cock would feel like, and some of them go on to explore that. Some don't, some do. But a man who has no bicuriosity to begin with is certainly not suddenly going to start loving hairy muscular bodies because he gets fucked in the ass, and we all know that's ridiculous. Unfortunately, I have no magic words to take away this fear. Sometimes it just takes time, trust, communication, persistence, gentleness. Yeah, that's all I have for that one. Here's another fear that she might be dealing with. There's some steps between trying to, you know, introduce her to the whole concept and then the act of pegging itself. And one of these steps is she actually needs to strap on a cock. This is not as easy for some women as you may think. For some women, it's kind of a loaded thing. So let's say you've already broached the subject with her and she's interested in considering it. Let's maybe even assume that she understands that the male prostate can give you intense pleasure and she wants to do that. And if, you know, which unfortunately your partner hasn't, but let's say she's gotten past the misconception that her partner's gay and she's open enough not to be freaked out by sex toys in general, even assuming all that, the actual act of strapping on a cock may be a huge step for a woman. So if you sense some back off, this might be part of what's happening with her. She's being asked to do something that really messes with very strict social gender roles. And although, you know, one can say it's just a toy and it doesn't mean anything other than you like to use toys, that's not what it feels like in the reality of the moment when those buckles are fastened and she is sitting there and has a cock sticking out from her pussy, basically. Having a cock, penetrating, thrusting, they're very, very male-associated things. So the whole idea that she could take on that whole active penetrative role might take a while for her to be okay with. Some women have fears that they're going to look ridiculous, partly because they've never had a cock hanging between their legs, and it looks really strange from their perspective. They're not sure how to work it, really unfamiliar with the body motions required to fuck their guy. And at first, it just feels really awkward. And it's kind of common for women to feel a little bit ridiculous. And of course, what most women don't realize is that if their guy is interested in strap-on sex and has approached them with the idea of doing this, actually seeing their woman put on a harness with a dildo is so fucking hot they can barely stand it. You know, and she's sitting there thinking she looks ridiculous and he's about ready to spontaneously have an orgasm. But the last thing also is that there are some women who can't reconcile wearing a cock with the whole issue of femininity. They want to be feminine. They want to be seen as feminine. And they see strapping on a cock just acting like a man, pretending like they're a man, as opposed to just using a sex toy. You know, it's far from that cut and dried. And there's, you know, no denying that the role of strapping on a cock and fucking a guy requires a woman to be active instead of passive, giving as opposed to receiving, penetrating as opposed to penetrated. And think about this too, if the dildo is realistic in appearance, that can just add another aspect of possible reaction or difficulty. So there's a whole bunch of factors there that can interfere with actually strapping one on. So take it really slow. I mean, let her hold the dildo in her hand and fuck you with it for the first few times so she can see how intensely it turns you on. And reader, I don't know if your woman is to this point where she might please you with just holding the dildo in her hand. And then hopefully, once you have gotten her to actually put one on, whether or not you're actually going to go for it right then, or she's just trying it on for size, maybe it just came in the mail, never pass up the opportunity to tell her how unbelievably beautiful and hot she looks, because you know she will. I mean, you know you're just going to think she's totally hot. All men do, without exception. I have heard this. And tell her every time she puts it on, wax poetic about it, show her how hard it makes you. Go for it. And if you get to the point where she's actually going to go for it and peg you, do consider asking her to lay on her back and you can ride her, because that eliminates the skill factor on her end. And it gives her a great view. It gives her access to your cock, which is in pegging play, always a good thing. And also, more information. Here's more information. If you get to that point, make sure you tell her that it's common and normal for men to lose their erections or for them to come and go while they're getting pegged, and reassure her that it still feels incredible. And make sure you tell her this, because otherwise she might worry whether you're not or you're having a good time. I've gotten letters from women that are totally freaked out about, you know, well, how come he's not having a good time? Because they see the erection as the only proof positive that a man is having a good time. And of course, you guys know that's not true. And keep telling her how good it feels while you're riding her. You know, make sure she has no doubt that you love it, that it doesn't hurt. See, there's so many misconceptions here. It gets really sticky. But with all of that stuff, and I know this is the difficult thing to do, and you're probably going, yeah, right, after you told me about all this stuff, and now you're asking me to have fun. Laugh and play and talk and experiment together, because that's the stuff good sexual relationships are made of, you know? There are some factors that you have no control over. She may just really not like pegging and not be willing to do you as much as you want to be done. And if that's the case, at some point in time, you have to accept that and stop pushing. So I guess I feel it's important to try and determine whether she doesn't want to do it because she has fears preventing her from really embracing it, or maybe she just really honestly doesn't like it, because obviously there's some women out there that don't. Like, if it's a fear of you being gay and you work on that and you talk about it, and then she gets to the point where she trusts you and accepts that you aren't, but she still won't peg you, she may just not be into pegging. It may not be her thing. And also, do know that there are some women who will get right up to that line of being totally fine of holding the dildo in their hands and fucking you with it, but for some reason they just can't handle strapping it on. There's this concept that freaks them out about that. A woman's fears around pegging can be really eye-opening to some men, because many men haven't really considered these possibilities, that their partner would have fears about pegging them and about, you know, the different ways of looking at all of this. So, yeah, try and take all that into consideration, and just remember to have patience. And good luck, sir. Let us know how it goes. Now I'm going to read you this lovely sex-positive message that just made my day. I received it some time ago, and I'm happy to find it in my inbox a ways back and read it to you. Your blog posts and stories are very inspiring for me. We live in a world where many people still believe that only young people can and should be openly sexual, and that middle-aged people can't be adventurous or learn anything new. But the sex that my wife and I have now is as good as, and often better than, anything we had when we were younger. It's less athletic and less frequent, but we keep learning and trying new things. My wife had a strict Catholic upbringing, so it has been a long journey, long slow journey for us. But in recent years, she has learned to be multi-orgasmic, and we have both learned how to enjoy hands-free orgasms while being fucked. Something neither of us could have imagined 20 or 30 years ago. So please keep writing the stories, and please keep posting the positive messages about sex especially about sex for those of us who've seen a few summers. Indeed. You know, the stats on my Facebook page show that the majority of people who click that little like button on my Facebook page are men between the ages of 25 and 34. But believe me, there's a number of us who absolutely don't fit in that category and who are quite sexually adventurous and expressive and are older. And one of these days I'm going to do a poll and find out about the breakdown of age and gender on my website. I would suspect that it reflects my Facebook page, but it might not. And yes, you know, speaking of people who've seen a few summers and people who are really enjoying themselves sexually, I actually heard back from the lovely Dom who wrote that engaging letter about she had decided it was time to hang up her toys and fly straight, kind of, but her kinky urges didn't agree. That was a really fun letter to get and respond to. And I do call her lovely because she was sweet enough to send me a photo, and she truly is beautiful. Let me read you parts of her message that she sent me. Thank you so much. Enjoyed listening to your warm voice and wise advice. Guess I'm in the market for a new toy boy sub. I would want to totally possess him. Not one square inch of his body would be virginal or untouched. That last sentence there, or two sentences, I am quite sure sent a thrill through some of the men listening who lean towards the submissive. Sounds like a dream come true for many male submissives, I guess is what I'm saying. Okay, she goes on to say, there are quite a few things that I've tried and enjoyed that aren't mentioned on your site. If you'd like me to write some graphic descriptions for my titillation and your listeners, I'd be pleased for the thrill of reliving it. Well, I think I speak for myself as well as all of my readers when I say, enthusiastically, yes, we would love that. I am open to many kinks, and I enjoy always hearing passionate stories about whatever it is that turns people on. She goes on to say, I'm glad that you mentioned using a professional mistress. She would give a submissive a good idea of where their main interests lay. A sub would be able to purchase any fantasy he likes. Besides, professionals don't leave marks, whereas a non-professional is more interested in having her fantasies fulfilled. There's a lot of wisdom in this. It's a really, really good point. I talk a lot about going to a pro if a man is looking to get pegged and having trouble finding a partner, but obviously there are other reasons to go to a pro as well. I believe there would be an amazing freedom in truly being able to purchase any fantasy that you'd like to try on for size. And if you are interested in combining some kind of pegging experience with impact play, not leaving marks is something that newbies have little knowledge and or skill at. A pro will absolutely not leave marks on you unless that's what you want. So a non-professional, sure, it is a more mutual thing as opposed to a one-sided thing. And, you know, once you've explored things and decided whether you really enjoy them and want to embrace that as part of your sexual repertoire, then having a mutual encounter with someone can be lovely. But I think there's a lot of wisdom in exploring it with a pro and just trying it on for size. That's a great suggestion. Great way to look at it. Okay, so you know where we are now in the podcast. We are to the Pegging Success Stories. So I'm going to play you my little music and dance. Okay, I have two for you tonight. Here's the first one. Let me start off with, I have been pegged once before. It was too girthy for me, so we stopped for a while. Broke up with the girl and haven't had it in a while. The thoughts still burned in my body of being pegged again. So fast forward to the new girl, the lovely one whose name shall not be mentioned. We met a few weeks ago, and while she was giving me oral one night, she put a finger in my ass and went directly to my prostate and began to massage it. And immediately, I came so hard, instantly I knew she had no issues with using my butt as a playground. Nice words. So, I subtly brought up the idea of a strap-on. She seemed interested, and I just let it go for a few days. Then she came to me and flat-out said she would like to try it. The joy I secretly felt, so I ordered the Mistress Vibe Kit. That's Vixen Creations, for those of you who are wondering. And waited with intense anticipation. When I came home from work, there it was in a box on my doorstep. I called her and told her, and she came over. My heart raced with excitement. When she arrived, we immediately went to inspect the new bluish cock that had arrived. She put it on to see how she felt, and I left the room shaking with anticipation. I went in to peek and looked at her marvelous 36 double D tits and slim body. What a fucking sight. My dick was hard ever since I opened the box. I couldn't wait to be put on all fours and taken by her. But she came out of the bedroom and said, "Let's go eat. I'm starving." After a few drinks and some food, we talked playfully with plenty of sexual innuendos. We get back to the house and go directly to the bedroom. We start to kiss and suck on each other. I put her on the bed on all fours, spreading her pussy with my tongue and sliding it up into her quivering ass, where I licked and sucked on her till she let out a pleasant scream of ecstasy. I laid her on her back and put her ankles by my ears and plunged my still-throbbing erection into her pussy all the way in. I fucked her with such passion. We kissed as she came again. My turn, she said to me, as she went and strapped up, began sucking my cock and gently lubed her fingers to work my ass. Oh, the anticipation I had. I was on my back. She mounted me missionary, putting my ankles by her ears. I could feel the head of that blue beauty brushing my waiting hole as we kissed and talked softly on how to begin. I told her to go slow. She aimed the head toward my ass and lined things up perfectly and started to push. Oh my God, this is what I had been waiting for. The head was in, and the Mistress Vibe was so perfect, smooth as silk, as she inched in. I gasped at the feeling of complete pleasure. She was giving me another inch, then another. Then she was all the way in, and she started to gyrate her hips while sticking her sweet tongue in my mouth, asking if I was okay. Her mound was fully vibrating because she could not get any deeper into my ass. She slowly pulled out a little and drove that cock into me. The pace picked up until she would pull back to the tip and slam into me over and over, hitting my P-spot as my eyes rolled into the back of my head. Without a word, I rolled her off of me and put her on her back and mounted that perfect cock. I did the reverse cowgirl and aimed my throbbing ass, grabbing the base, lowering my hips to take her all the way in, and proceeded to ride that vibrating beauty to a euphoric place that I only could have dreamed of. We went into the doggy position, and I let her just fuck me to her heart's content. The moaning and screaming that emanated from me was so loud and passionate, a real connection of mind and body. I started sweating, but we were still not finished. I got back on top and rode her more as I lubed up my cock and started stroking it, rubbing the head and shaft to prolong this amazing feeling of fullness and feeling of submission, until I slid down to the base of my cock and felt my balls burning with desire to come. I pulled the blue vibe out to the tip, slid my hand down to the base of my cock again. She angled her hips to bury her dick inside of me again, and in doing so, I stroked my cock and let out the most primal scream as I came all over my gorgeous woman, keeping her inside me as my body felt like it was struck by lightning during the throes of my orgasm. Soon I completely collapsed, panting from the fucking I received, and quickly fell into a deep sleep filled with complete satisfaction. Whew, that was really hot. That was very hot. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I definitely enjoyed reading that. And I love it when people send me these stories. And sometimes I hang on to them for a little while, but I always try and read them on the podcast, or sometimes I'll post them up on my blog too. So thank you for sending that. Here's another story for you listeners. This, another pegging success story. This one's told by a woman. And it's so interesting to me the difference between the way women tell their stories and the way the men tell their stories. So check it out. This is from the couple that we talked about in the last podcast who had been using a Tantus Silk for 3 years, this very small little dildo, and they were looking for something not only a little bigger, but they wanted to try a double. Just wanted to drop you a quick note about our New Year's Eve. We got to the local sex positive sex store and purchased a blue Happy Valley Tango. When we got home, I washed it and put it in a harness and left it on the bed. We had a great dinner that my husband had prepared and then went to the local bar for a few drinks, arriving home around 10:30. I poured us each a glass of wine, and then we took a long bath together, relaxing and cleansing. We then got into bed, cuddled for a little while, and then we had some wonderful foreplay, and he brought me to a lovely orgasm. By this time it was 11:45, and I put on the harness with the tango. It was quite different than the silk, but it was also very exciting. I then began to lube up my husband and loosen him up with a little finger play. As midnight approached, I had him bend over the edge of the bed and gently inserted the tip. He was tight, and I held my position for about a minute before he began to gently push back, taking more and more inside him. I could actually feel it moving in me, which was tremendous. Once we had reached full penetration, I turned the vibrator on. Wow, we could both feel it. I then began to thrust back and forth for a while, till I decided we should try another position. We have a chair in the bedroom, so I sat on it and had him climb on me and lower himself onto the dildo. He rode it for about 10 minutes, as I ever so gently stroked his cock. I don't think I've ever felt him that hard. He was also leaking lots of pre-cum. We were both loving it. I thought he was going to come, so I stopped and had him lie on the bed on his back and pull his knees to his chest. I re-lubed the dildo and re-entered him. I then began to thrust hard and deep. He began to moan with joy, and it turned me on so much that I actually came. As my orgasm began to end, I reached down and grabbed his cock, and after about 5 strokes, he began to shoot all over his chest. It was so wonderful. I took the harness off, and we climbed into bed, cuddling as we fell asleep. That was a very sweet, exciting, hot, and awesome story. Thank you as well for sharing that story with us. When I read it for the second time, I noticed how you were marking the time in the beginning and saying it was 10:30 and then it was 11:45 and as midnight approached, and I'm thinking, okay, did they lose track of time when New Year's happened? Were they wildly fucking each other or were you wildly fucking him? Because you get up to 11:45 and then you stop mentioning time. So I found myself wondering exactly what moment that, you know, you brought in the new year by probably trying, you know, sinking the toy deep inside him. That was so awesome to hear this story. It sounded like a lot of fun you guys had. Okay, that's it for this podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_writer. I have a Facebook profile and a Facebook page. Go over there and like it. I would much appreciate it. You can subscribe to my blog, and my podcast is available on iTunes as well as on my blog as well. You can send your questions and stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. And by the way, Whenever I read your story or question, I totally intentionally leave out all names. I know that some people take a lot of care to use a different name when they write me, but I really like to err on the side of caution, so all names, even just the first names, never get mentioned. That's why you'll hear me hesitating sometimes with pronouns. So I just wanted to let you know that. Feel free to use whatever names you like, because I'm not going to read them on the air. Thank you for downloading and listening. Have a lovely week, everyone. And as always, happy pegging.